call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app so you can hear our broadcast on the go. Again, I want to thank each of my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. I hope you're taking the nuggets I'm dropping and running with it so you can live the best life that you can live. Also, this broadcast is sponsored by Rashad Detailing, CEO and owner Terry Ingram. Have Wheels Will Clean down in Laurinburg, North Carolina. Well, last week I talked about 10 ways to be thankful. So today I will be talking about 7 ways to practice gratitude. Now, being thankful and gratitude goes hand in hand. So I will be giving you 7 ways that you can be grateful during this pandemic. The first way you can be grateful during this pandemic is give. Time is your most valuable asset, so give it. Give your time to something each and every day. One thing you need to do is give your time to meditation in the morning. Give your time to being a blessing to someone else. Give your time to also help make someone else's life better. Giving is not always money, but if you're financially stable, you can give to help somebody meet their dreams. Because once you give, it'll be given back to you. The second way to practice gratitude during this pandemic is say, I love you. Men, hear me good. Those are the 3 words that women want to hear. But when you say it, you need to mean it. Don't say it to get something from them. Mean it from your heart. And trust me, we women know when you say, I love you, if you mean it from your heart, or if you just telling us that just to get something out of us. So take that nugget and run with it. When you tell somebody you love them, mean it from your heart, okay, because we know the difference. Third way to practice gratitude during this pandemic is use good manners. Always say thank you and please. If anybody ever do anything for you, always say thank you. You have no clue how far that will go with somebody because they wouldn't mind helping you again. But if they help you and you just snug them off like they owe you something, trust me, they're not coming back to try to help you again, okay? So always use good manners when you're dealing with others. And I tell you, if you use those good manners, you will have a friend because they will know that you appreciate what they did and they will be so thankful to know that they got somebody in their corner. Also, please go a long way too, okay? When you're asking somebody to do something for you, just say please. Don't go there like you demanding that they owe you something or demanding that they have to do something for you. That please will go a long way as well. So if you ask someone to do something for you, just put please. And I tell you, that's another way that will warm their heart. And when you come back to them again, they were like, oh, wow. They were really thankful, very appreciative that I did what I did for them. And they'll be with you for a long time. They'll be your lifetime friend if you just use good manners when you're dealing with others. The fourth way you can practice gratitude during this pandemic is, like I said, visit the sick and shut-in, visit the elderly. You have no clue just your presence or your phone call, what it would do for these people. They will be so thankful. And you feel good doing it, that you have put a smile on somebody's face during that day, or you have helped them do something that they couldn't do for themselves. I mean, that's the greatest feeling that you can ever have, is to put a smile on somebody's face that's having a bad day. The fifth thing you can do during this pandemic is start a prayer circle. Prayer changes things. Prayer changes things. So start a prayer circle with your friends or your church group. Since we can't go to church, just start that prayer circle. Or I am so thankful my pastor does confessions every morning. So call up somebody, start a prayer circle with them, and see, won't God show up and show out in your life? The sixth way to practice gratitude is help others develop a new skill. I know during this pandemic, I know I've been sitting here thinking about ways that I can help other people develop a new skill. Mentoring to people, doing classes for people. There are lots of things that you can do to help somebody else develop a skill. Think of something you've put off. I know I want to learn how to play the keyboard, so that's one thing I'm going to do, and I hope somebody helped me try to learn how to do that. But you can start a class. Zoom is your friend. Let me tell you, everybody is on Zoom to do their classes and master classes. So if you got a skill that you can teach someone on Zoom, I know a lot of people are trying to learn how to cook. A lot of people are trying to learn how to sew. There are gobs of stuff that people are trying to learn. So if you have that skill, get on Zoom and teach these people a new skill, okay? And the seventh thing, a way you can practice gratitude during this pandemic, is to exercise. You need to exercise your mind. You need to exercise your body. You need to exercise your soul. Now, get up and do something. If you just got to walk around the house, that's the way of exercising. If you just got to stand in place and do steps, do some sort of exercise, bodily exercise every day. Go for a walk. Go swimming. Some people have indoor pools that they have access to. Go swimming. Do water aerobics. I mean, it is gobs and gobs of things that you can do to exercise your body. Like I said, reading is power. So that's how you keep your mind sharp. So read one book each week, and that's how you will exercise your mind. As far as your soul, meditate every day. Meditate, pray. Meditate and pray. Give God worship and honor every day. And I tell you, your life will never be the same. This is Linda Monroe broadcasting from Vashani Radio, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, live from New York City. I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Vashani Radio app, so you can hear our broadcast on the go. Again, I thank all my listeners for listening to my show each and every week. Take these nuggets and run with it. We have so much that we can do to be a blessing to our fellow man. Also, go to Linda Monroe, get my book, Against All Odds, The Life I Was Not Supposed to Live. It's in a hard copy as well as an audio copy. So if you don't want to purchase the hard copy, let me read to you. I'm just so excited that those two ways are out there for you. Just go to LindaMonroe.com, order it. I'll send you an autographed copy of the hard copy along with a gift. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detailing Company, Terry Ingram, CEO and owner, Have Wheels Will Clean. Again, have a blessed week. Take these nuggets and run with it. And until next week, all is well. God loves you, and so do I. Be blessed and be a blessing. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.